This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Stace Laforme, counselor for Mississaugas of the New Credit First Nation, here in Toronto today to bring greetings and to welcome people to their traditional territory on which the 2015 Pan American Games will take place. We're here at Commerce Court, 25 King Street West, where they have a big event going on celebrating 2 years to the day until the Pan American Games will open here in Toronto in 2015. Stace, welcome to Nation Talk. Tell us about why you're here today.
Annie, bonjour. Stace Laforme, Disney Kaz, New Credit Dunjibwa, Mayinga Dodum, Mississauga, Anishinaabe, Dal. I'm here because I just wanted to bring greetings on behalf of my First Nation and also to welcome the people to our gathering. We see the value of this event, and so we're hoping that as the traditional landowners that we'll be very heavily involved with the Pan Am Games going forward. And we've already started to build relationships with the Pan Am Committee, the federal and provincial government, and obviously the City of Toronto, as well as First Nations people.
Now, talk to us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about Stace Laforme and what would, you know, drive your interest in wanting to participate in this event today.
Wow, that's a good question. That's twofold, I guess. First off, I'm always proud to represent my First Nation wherever I go. And I do like to remind everybody of our traditional territory whenever I get the opportunity. I believe in physical fitness, physical activity, and I believe that these type of activities, while they're considered competitions, are really more than that. They're framed as competitions, but they're more of gathering of the opportunity of growth, the opportunity of unity. And so I see that more as what it is. It's growth and unity. I think that everybody that starts out in this process can be better than they were the day before. And so I think that's all you can ask.
Now, how about yourself? What sports were you interested in as a young man?
As a young man, I was a chess player, not a physical activity guy. I got into physical activity when I was in grade 5. I started lifting weights and working out then. But as organized sports, I really didn't participate in any of those, unless you consider chess an organized sport.
Well, an organized sport of the mind. Now, have you been working closely with the Pan Am group here in Toronto? How's that working for the Mississaugas?
We have forged a relationship some time ago with the Pan Am Committee group. That was just a preliminary meeting, though, in the past. Now we're working more closely with them. We're hoping to have an arrangement with them on paper that we can mutually agree to and that we can move forward with.
Now, do you think that, you know, just from looking out, outward looking in, do you feel that the sense of inclusivity for First Nations is really gelling here?
I think there's the opportunity for that to occur. I think that the Pan Am Committee, and through no fault of their own, do not necessarily have all the information that's required for them to go on forward and meeting with First Nations and dealing with all the issues and working together. But they've shown a willingness that they're willing to come out and listen or have us come in and talk to them about First Nations perspective, all that information, and sharing. So I think that's a good start.
Now, you know, when we deal with something from a First Nations perspective, and such a huge, huge event. You know, when we look back at the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, what a huge success that was for First Nations. Have they been using that as a model of sort?
Well, the Mississaugas of New Credit have approached them in that fashion. We don't want to be outshined as Ontario. We don't want to be outshined by the West Coast, and we don't want to be outshined by the Olympics because there are actually more athletes participating in the Pan Am Games than there were in the Olympics. Because you have the Paralympic Olympics as an addition to the regular Pan Am game. So it's a bigger, larger venue.
And a bigger challenge.
Yes, it is a bigger challenge. We're very hopeful. We're on the right path, I believe.
Have you been in contact, or do you know if they've been in contact at all with anybody from the Vancouver Olympics?
We have actually, as a Mississauga, have brought in Tawani Joseph to work with us, who is obviously came from that and who helped the four First Nations in Vancouver set up their structure. So we brought him early on, and he's been working with the Mississaugas of New Credit and meeting with the City of Toronto and the Pan Am Committee as support for the Mississaugas of New Credit.
Was he able to see any comparisons or any similarities between the challenges?
Oh, certainly. The issue of understanding is is always a challenge for any First Nations, and he recognizes that. He did say that it's a bit different in regards to the four First Nations as opposed to, you know, Mississauga is a traditional landowner in Toronto. However, there are a vast amount of First Nations who live and reside in Toronto and live and reside around Toronto. So that's a, well, in that interest, there was basically four key people who had interest in the Olympics. This one is a much broader range of First Nations people and individuals who are prospective and want to be involved in this one.
Which really makes it a bigger challenge.
In some regards, but the fact is, if you want to have anything like this succeed, you must have a degree of conformity and unity, and I hate to say this word, but inclusivity to going forward.
Now, we talk about sports, but when you put on an event like this, it encompasses so much more from cultural perspectives, food, entertainment, all those kinds of things. Are there plans in the works to try and make sure that First Nations culture is really, really brought to the table?
Oh, yes. There's a number of different methods. I happen to know that there's a structured organization in Toronto that meets with the Pan Am Committee to discuss some of those various information you're talking about. And I also believe that the Pan Am Committee is willing to have negotiations and discussion with other First Nations who have an interest, even outside of the structured process they've already established.
Now, you know, Ontario has 133 First Nations in it. Are there efforts being made to try and include, you know, as much of the entire province from that perspective?
Well, right now, I think the push for us is education in the Pan Am organization and whoever else needs to be educated in this process. But certainly that's clearly something that we want to look forward to. And we're hoping that, as far as it goes in Ontario, the Chiefs of Ontario can help us facilitate some of that process because, you know, it's a big task for just Mississauga's and the credit to First Nation to go out and try to broadcast. So we want to get partners and have help wherever we need it.
So you're looking for partners.
Oh, yes.
And well, as you well know, that the resources out there are very, very hard to come by. So I should think that you would be looking also at the, you know, the Pan Am organization itself must be getting quite, you know, must have a certain source of funding.
Well, as I said, we've basically just been sitting down and talking preliminary. We've now put together what we think is an arrangement that we can live with, and we're hoping that they come back with a positive aspect on their side. On our end of things, we've obviously been looking to develop partnerships with other individuals and also corporate companies and stuff like that, so we'll be well situated when the time comes for the Pan Am to start rolling.
What do you see as being some of the potential leaves, you know, like when everybody packs up and goes home at the end of the day, will there be anything that First Nations people might look at as a bit of a legacy left over from these Pan Am Games?
Well, in my opinion, I believe that there simply has to be, to me, to be viewed as a success. All that stuff about working together is fundamental in going forward. But at the end of the day, if there's not something that makes us more recognizable, stronger, then the event can't be truly called a success. So there has to be something at the end of the day, a legacy, if you will, that addresses First Nations.
Do you have any ideas of what that might envision for you? Anything that you think might be that kind of a legacy?
Well, I've always had the vision of an organization in Toronto that was showcase First Nations, an arts center, you know, something that could not only benefit First Nations and First Peoples of different countries, but could benefit Canada, benefit Ontario, certainly, because right now in Toronto, while it's a beautiful city, there simply is not that world view of going to Toronto and going to see this First Nations perspective of people in Ontario. So I think you really need to have something like that developed. And for my mind, there's no better fit for a legacy project than something like that.
That is a very, very interesting and I think a great idea. I mean, that really is a wonderful perspective because, you know, if you're going to bring the world here, we want the world to, you know, to go home knowing that our First Nations peoples actually are here and are alive and well and flourishing. So, you know, a legacy project like a cultural center or something, as what you just said, would be an amazing legacy to leave. Any last words?
We want to have a pavilion of First Nations here in Toronto at the Games to show the world who we are in Canada. And I'm hoping that after this is over, that could be a starting point for going forward with the legacy project. Other than that, I'm just hoping that we can put on our really great Pan Am Games. As I said before, I believe the games give us a real opportunity for growth, and not just personal growth. Growth as people, as nations. I think it gives us the opportunity to be better today than we were yesterday. And I don't think you can ask for much more than that.
And on those very positive notes, I just want to say Chi-Miigwech to Stace Laforme, counselor for the Mississaugas of the New Credit First Nation, here today on Nation Talk at Commerce Court here in Toronto. 2 years from today, the Pan Am Games will begin. So Chi-Miigwech, and once again, thank you, Stace Laforme. This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.